Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What Is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show where we are making this world a polite place to live, one person at a time. We cover topics ranging from acts of kindness to handling pet peeves. If you are listening live, call 347-324-3295. And here are your hosts, HR and customer service expert, Miss Denise, an etiquette and image expert, speaker and author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Miss Donna.
Good evening and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Today is September 23rd, 2012, and we are broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm Miss Donna, also known as the Etiquette Lady.
And good evening, everyone. My name is Miss Denise, and I am the HR Lady.
How are you today, Denise?
Doing good, Donna. How about you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. It has certainly been a happy Sunday. Well, you guys, we're so glad that you have chosen to join us on this evening. Of course, our topic this evening is pet peeves. And, of course, before we dive into pet peeves and giving you guys an opportunity to kind of get some things off your chest, let's talk about what is etiquette anyway really is. Since it's a question, we always have to provide an answer. And, of course, etiquette is just simply a fancy word for manners. And it comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean to prescribe routine, especially of court behavior. Now, Charles the First and Second of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. And we certainly do take off our hats to Charles the First and Second for doing that. So we're really excited about that. Well, Denise, pet peeves, that's one of the shows that we usually have a lot of fun with. It gives people an opportunity to just kind of sound off and to get some things off their chest before the work week begins. So, guys, we're going to let you do that. You can either give us a call at 347-324-3295 or you can simply just finish your comments, and we will certainly be sharing those with you on this evening. Pet peeves. You're talking about the topic pet peeves, Denise, what comes to your mind? Denise, can you hear me?
Yes. When talking about pet peeves, what comes to my mind?
Maybe what's one of your pet peeves?
Well, you know, to me, it's something that's so annoying, okay? And it could be anything as little as somebody scraping their finger across the chalkboard. You know that screeching loud
sound? Oh,
loud?
Sure. Ooh, yes. I remember that. When I would hear that sound, it would just kind of make me really, really cringe. It was like, oh, my goodness, can you stop it? And, as you know, one of the definitions of a pet peeve, of course, is a particular and often continual annoyance, like a personal bugbear or something, you know? And we're going to talk about some of those things that are just really getting on your guys' nerves. I'm going to start with one that comes from a listener in Mabel Pinch. She just has one here. One of my pet peeves is when someone has sinus issues and they constantly blow their nose and scratch their throat at the table. Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
How do you tell someone that this is getting on your nerves? Well, you probably just have to tell them that it's getting on your nerves. They may not even realize it, especially if this is someone who, you know, has sinus issues, you know, quite a bit. They may just, I mean, they're used to it, so they just may not be aware that it is being very annoying. So, of course, we say on this show all the time that it's not necessarily what you say, but it's how you say it. So, you know, just kind of tell that, especially at the table, though. She did put that in there. And so, right. We don't really want to gross anyone out at the table if we can help it. So, you know, if you're out there, even when you have a cold, cold and flu season is definitely coming upon us. And you know, if you have a cold or flu or you're having to blow your nose or scratch your throat and all of that, you might want to at least get up and go to the restroom for a little while in order to, you know, blow your nose and do what it is that you need to do. So that will be really a great idea to make sure that you do that. Let's see here. Here's one that says, as if Big Brother isn't creepy enough, your colleagues, friends, spouse, and children may all trample on your privacy without realizing how violated you feel when they look over your shoulder as you read or write. Ooh.
Mm.
Have you experienced that one, Denise?
Yeah, I have. I have, Donna. It's not the most comfortable feeling, I can say. Makes
mm-hmm.
you kind of nervous.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. So, you know, guys, try not to do that. You know, two people are just kind of standing like, well, what are you working on?
Exactly.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's a little rude. And, you know, it can be very common, too, if you're sitting, like, in a cubicle, and people can just walk up and walk straight in. It's not like you have a door and you have a little entrance way. And so you want to try not to do that because it is rude. And unless you can kind of position your computer so that if your back faces the wall, then you'll be able to see people as they come toward you. And then you can make adjustments and not really feel so, you know, overwhelmed or peed, if you will, about that. And Denise, you probably...
I do. Dear ladies, my pet peeve is nosy people. So Donna, it kind of goes with the one you just talked about. And it goes on to say, the ones who ask you questions about your personal business and also those who ask others about your personal business. And this comes from Joy Long in Albany, Georgia. And I totally agree. My thing is, can you just find something else to do? Maybe go read a book or look at the newspaper or listen to CNN on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one thing that, you know, you want to know about somebody's personal business, but when you really start digging deep and asking way too many questions, that becomes a little bit annoying in my book because, first of all, that business may not be your business, or that person's business may not have anything to do with you.
Well, that is very true. And that is very true. And often people, you know, they seem to be very comfortable in, you know, asking and about what you're doing or about your particular business or about the business of someone else. And that also kind of turns into something else that's called gossiping, which is certainly a pet peeve as well. So, guys, yeah, keep them coming here with what really irritates you, what really gets on your nerves. Here's one that says, one of my pet peeves is when someone is talking on their cell phone and it sounds as though they are talking to someone up the street. I want to scream. This comes from Debbie from California. Oh, Debbie, I am sure that people in the listening audience are going, amen, amen, amen. And for me, just since cell phones have been on, you know, has been a part of technology, it just seems like more and more telephone manners have just gotten pushed aside or underneath the rug or something because, I understand, Debbie, what you're saying because Yeah, I can walk past people and I turn around and think they're talking to me because they're talking so loud.
You know, it's very interesting you say that too, Doug, because people are so relaxed in public with phones. It's unreal. You hear conversations all the time that you really don't necessarily want to hear. And most times you only hear the one side of the conversation. But I have a listener who says, dear Etiquette HR ladies, I hate when people have their cell phones on speaker and you hear the whole conversation, not just the person who's actually there with or near you, but the whole conversation. How rude and how, I don't know. I don't know why people want everybody to hear the whole conversation or to hear any part of the conversation in terms of conversation. It seems like we've forgotten that there are other people around or could be around, or that, oh, gosh, you're in public and you're speaking to somebody else on the phone. Like, everybody in the room is a part of that conversation, or on the bus or on the plane. And it's just really amazing to me how people have no, I don't know what word to describe it. It's just amazing. I don't really want everybody listening to my conversation. So when I get into a public area, for the most part, if it's a conversation, it's very low, and I finish up pretty quickly and move on.
And it really is amazing. And not even just the cell phones, but some people do that when they're on the phone in the office as well. Have the speaker phone up loud, and you're trying to turn around and see if, you know, this conversation is supposed to be involving you, and it really doesn't. But you've been, you've been involved on it. Involuntary basis because you hear everything that's going on. And then you know something is, you find yourself at that point, you're kind of saying, oh, yeah, I know that's right, or, oh, I agree with that, and they're not even talking to you, but, you know, you feel already as an invited part of the conversation because you hear everything. So quite naturally, you're going to go ahead and respond.
And, oh, by the way, those of you who work in an office or an environment where cell phones may not be used while you're working, you may want to check out their policies, because sometimes you can get in trouble for having your cell phones out and talking to people while you're supposed to be working.
Right. Oh, that's so true. Absolutely. So you guys out there may not only be breaking, an etiquette rule, but it's probably breaking a rule of your job. So you want to really kind of watch it with that. So let's see here.
I've got another one. You know how we do the etiquette show for driving and transportation? This person says, I hate when I'm on the highway and the one driver is zigging and zagging back and forth and all up through everybody, going way above the speed limit. Can somebody please stop him? But that can be pretty dangerous in itself, and it's annoying because every time you look up, they're trying to weave into another hole and weave over to another hole, and eventually somebody may not be paying attention, or that person may not pay attention. It could cause possibly an accident. So you guys out there who like to zig and zag, you need to slow down.
Oh, yeah, you really have to pay attention, you know, on the road. And there was another one that was similar. Let's see. Denise, let's see if I can where that one went, because it was talking about driving as well. That one will be coming up in a second. But here's one. It talks about gum snacking.
Oh. My favorite.
And for you, turns out there that love to chew gum. It says, wow, you could look amazingly like the Jersey cow my parents bought to me that I never wanted. Well, perhaps sarcasm is not the polite response. Instead of screaming and with insanity, picture the person as a Jersey cow. I guess that's kind of, you know, supposed to make you laugh a little bit. And then, you know, sometimes I don't think people really realize how they're, because I've seen people that chew gum and they are just smacking. It's like, okay, are you hungry? Or when you're trying to make the gum, you know, suffice, or what's going on? Oh, my goodness. It's,
are you nervous? You know, are you,
right,
are
yeah, exactly.
Are you practicing, practicing for the next gum chewing contest or what?
And that could be right, too. It's like, oh, my goodness. Because I remember being at a conference years ago, and this lady behind me, she was smacking. And I just turned around and looked at her like, I am not believing how loud she is smacking. And then, you know, just to kind of add insult to injury, she would pop the gum as well. And I'm thinking, okay, those are two etiquette blunders. Combination, okay? You're already smacking, and then you go ahead and you also begin popping the gum. That is a pet peeve of mine. Very irritating to do that.
I have to be careful with rouge.
Let's see here. All right.
This couple typically will go out to dinner. They have small kids, and they say, one of my pet peeves is when I go out to dinner, and, of course, we get a babysitter, only to have children screaming in the restaurant while we're there.
Oh, boy.
Well, they're paying for a babysitter and paying for the food and the great restaurant, and then they are there, and then somebody else's child is there screaming.
Right. Well, you remember, I believe it was it earlier in this year, that there was one of the restaurants, I believe he was, in Boston, if I remember correctly, and he banned children, small children, from coming into the restaurant. And I think at that particular time, he got a lot of, there was a lot of feedback. And, you know, there were some parents that were angry, but for the most part, a lot of these customers were just extremely pleased because, obviously, they experienced the same thing that you just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, he took some backlash, but in the end, he had so many supporters. And I have noticed that around the country, more restaurants actually adopted that practice. So obviously it's working, because if you are going out to a really nice restaurant and you're spending some money, and, you know, just like the comment you just read to me, who really, really, really wants to have to listen to a hollering, screaming child and you're trying to have a nice, relaxed evening out? Okay? So before you guys take your little baby, or they don't necessarily have to be little babies, because there's some other just smaller children who are out of control, we'll say that. Please make sure that you practice with them before you go out, that they will, you know, have good etiquette during the time that they are out. And that comes with practice. Just practice at home with them first. So that's real important. And I remember being at the movies, too, Denise. And there was this kid just crying and screaming, and, you know, the parent was sitting there like, well, it happened all the time, which obviously it did, but it's like she was just, it was like she was unconscious or something of what was going on with the baby. So I guess obviously she was so into the movie, she just tuned out. And
a lot of parents tell me that they do that. they mm-hmm. tune their children out, and I can hear them, and it's annoying to me. So I think that that's just something parents do.
Mm-hmm. And it's not good. Mm-hmm. So please be considerate of others. Mm-hmm. And we all know that, you know, when you have especially smaller children, we know that this is a job that is 24 hours and, you know, you very rarely get any thanks, and we all want breaks and things like that. But you want to also think about some of the people that are out, that is their break. So they hope that it would be. So, you know, really try to be, you know, really cognizant of your surroundings and when you have smaller children like that and they're just screaming. And you know, they could be sick or anything, you know, when children just kind of wail and things like that. So, but I guess, you know, to tune them out, and she was probably the only one that had tuned this child out, and everybody else was definitely in tune with what was going on because people were looking around and talking, and you could hear them saying, why don't they take that baby out, and, you know, that kind of thing. So we have to really, really be very conscious of other people, and that's just all consideration. And that's really important. Let's see. Here's another one. It says it really pees me when I ask my daughter to clean the kitchen, and she only washes the dishes and doesn't bother to wipe down the counters or table. And this comes from a mother who's at her wit's end out of Colorado. Okay. Wow. Well, she doesn't really say how old the daughter is. Although, if she's old enough to be washing dishes, she's old enough to know how to wipe everything down. So what you might want to do is tell her that, you know, you asked her to, now I can see when this happens if you ask them to just wash the dishes, okay? They figure, well, she just said wash the dishes, but, you know, I'm looking, it specifically says clean the kitchen, which to me means that everything in the kitchen needs to be clean, including the dishes, okay? So you just might have to be very, you know, detailed and say, look, on a part of washing the dishes or cleaning the kitchen up, make sure you wipe down the counters and, you know, the stove, if the microwave was used, to wipe that down as well. So just kind of being specific. And so I don't know, maybe asking her to clean the kitchen, she just felt the only thing she needed to do was to, you know, clean the dishes and be done with it. So, Mom, you're going to have to probably be a little more specific. If she needs to sweep the floor, that will be part of that cleaning as well. Okay? Talking about... Go ahead, Denise.
I guess some parents would be happy that particular child did at least wash the dishes, even
right.
though they didn't clean the countertop off. Because, you know, kids, like you said, they sometimes need detail. They need to be told everything that has to do with that particular task. So I like what you said about explaining everything to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just may have to give out a few, you know, additional details. Here's one. This one has to do with people taking food off your plate.
Without asking?
Without asking. After whooping down her food in 3 seconds, your friend then goes for yours. Apart from stabbing her fingers with your fork, you might just simply need to suggest to them that, you know, if you would like to have some, you could go ahead. And if you would like to have some, just let me know and I can share some with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that a lot. And some people are just notorious for doing that. They just, that's stupid.
They should. You know, or
like,
to be established at the beginning, you know, oh, you ordered so-and-so and so, and I ordered this. Do you mind if I taste yours and you can taste mine? But I guess this person is really hungry, huh?
Yeah, because she just looks like she just went ahead and just, you know, kind of went for it. Like, okay, I'm going to have some of that too. So
maybe she ordered a salad and then the other person ordered a salad and an entree, and so she decided to share anyway. Wow. Okay.
So the remedy for that out there is just to ask if it's okay. I mean,
sure.
If you see not that, well, not really. Well, you can look at that in two different ways. Actually, you really should wait to be asked if you would like to try some instead of asking, because asking at that point is like it's like begging, realistically,
well,
you know.
Yeah.
Mhm. You know, might say, wow, that looks good. And if that person is, you know, feeling that, you know, they want to let you try it, they'll generally say, yeah, I think it is. Would you like to try some? Instead of, that looks good. Can I get some? Or even worse, just grabbing some, you know. Or, I know you're not going to eat all of that. So then they go ahead and start helping themselves to your plate. That's an etiquette blunder, guys. So try to be real conscious about that. Here's one, Denise. This kind of goes with the one that you were talking about earlier in reference to driving. Other drivers on the road can definitely be a pet peeve for many, especially those who are in a big hurry. And this is so common. The people that honk the horn, as soon as the light turns, they don't even give you an opportunity to take your foot off the brake and apply it to the gas. They are already honking the horn. Guys, that is so rude. Don't do that.
It is.
Don't do that. Mm-hmm. Now, if there's someone in front of you, the light changes, and you might see them, they're just totally not paying attention. They're digging in their purse, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
other people have started moving. Then that's okay, you know, to honk at that person at that time because they just are doing something else and are preoccupied. But, in a split second, come on, give people an opportunity to at least, you know, take their foot and put it on the accelerator, okay? So, and we'll be doing another show coming up soon on travel etiquette, and that will have a lot to do with driving and things of that nature. Well, guys, we thank you so much for joining us on our Pet Peeve show this evening. Do remember to continue to listen to our show to initiate a random act of kindness as well. And, of course, for our act of kindness, there's one that says, last week as I was driving, the person in the car next to me kept trying to get my attention. He noticed my tire was low and offered to put air in it for me. I followed him to the gas station, and he put air in the tire for me. I thanked him and said that was a true act of kindness. His name was Mark. And I told him that I listen to your weekly show, and you ask others to perform and initiate acts of kindness. And she just has thanks for your show. And her name is Santana Sams out of Florida. Well, guys, again, please initiate a random act of kindness this week. Be sure to tell your friends and family about this show, and make sure that you never tire of loyalty and kindness. Holy virgin.
Now it's time for Random Art.
Thanks again for listening. Take care. God bless. Good night.
You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Don't forget to initiate a random act of kindness this week. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next week when we'll discuss another exciting topic. We'll be right back.